When the new memorial to Dr. King is dedicated here in Washington, President Obama is expected to deliver a speech that will be widely followed in the African-American community. It'll be hard to miss the historic nature of the moment, the country's first black president dedicating the National Mall's first memorial honoring an African-American. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on where Mr. Obama stands with the black community at this point in his presidency.
President Obama is getting criticized from all sides lately, and the African-American community is no exception. In a New York Times op-ed today, Princeton professor Cornel West said the age of Obama has fallen tragically short of fulfilling King's prophetic legacy. Members of the Congressional Black Caucus went on a recent jobs tour criticizing the president for ignoring the plight of black communities. In an interview on NPR last month, the president was asked whether he has a special responsibility to look out for the interests of African Americans.
I have a special responsibility to look out for the interests of every American. That's my job as president of the United States. And I wake up every morning trying to promote the kinds of policies that are going to make the biggest difference for the most number of people so that they can live out their American dream.
Barack Obama doesn't like to talk about race. There's some people who would say that with condemnation. I don't.
Harvard Law professor Randall Kennedy is author of The Persistence of the Color Line, Racial Politics and the Obama Presidency.
Barack Obama became president of the United States overcoming his blackness. To be reelected, he will have to overcome his blackness. And so, you know, some of his enemies want to quite literally blacken Barack Obama.
Indeed, President Obama generally avoids talking about race until outside events force his hand. During the 2008 campaign, fiery sermons by the Reverend Jeremiah Wright pushed the issue of race to the fore. In Philadelphia, candidate Obama delivered a now famous speech saying the U.S. has been stuck in a racial stalemate for years.
Talk show hosts and conservative commentators built entire careers unmasking bogus claims of racism while dismissing legitimate discussions of racial injustice and inequality as mere political correctness or reverse racism.
But those discussions of racial injustice and inequality have not been a large part of this White House's public message, and the economy has made evidence of this inequality hard to ignore. The unemployment rate among blacks is 16%. Blacks are more likely to lose their homes to foreclosure than whites. In education, the achievement gap persists, and prisons are overflowing with black men.
So we see enormous problems that have to be addressed if we're going to be able to achieve what Dr. King was talking about, a more just, inclusive democracy.
John Payton is president of the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
I think we need more leadership from the president. He is a magnificent example of the progress that we have made. He is clearly well aware that he is in the legacy of what Dr. King was envisioning. And I hope he does act more proactively to bring us together.
The King dedication, whenever it occurs, offers Mr. Obama a chance to address those concerns, even as he addresses the entire nation. The memorial opened to the public on Monday. On a perfect summer day, people sat on a low stone wall looking at the statue. Everyone I spoke with expressed the same sentiment about President Obama. Sure, he's black, they said, but first and foremost, he's the president of the United States. L.H. Ruffin is retired from a career in higher education.
He was elected by the people the same as all of the previous white presidents were. So I benefit or I lose based on everybody's benefiting or losing. It's not a matter of him being a president for me. It's a matter of him being a president that's going to make the situation better for all of us.
Or, to put it in the words of King, we may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.